Good afternoon, listeners. This is the Generic Alternative, and I'm your host, Alexander. And we're on CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people, the Squamous, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Coquit Lem. If you want to find us online, we're at cgsf.ca. Where you can find previous recordings of previous programs. And we're also up on SoundCloud. I think that we're on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Meta. Maybe we're on Mastodon. Maybe we're on Parler or Gab. You're just going to have to go and search us out to try and find that out. A big shout out to Nick Legassi with the program that just came on before mine, The Wandering Rhythms. He's got a band too, Mingwa. That's M-N-G-W-A. It's hip-shaking Vancumbia music. It's pretty good. All right, let's get this show on the road.
science guy.
It's time for the 1 minute science countdown, where I give myself 60 seconds to condense all of the scientific research and discoveries across the planet that happened this past week into just 1 minute as a time frame. Oh, and the reason why we're using the Bill Nye the Science Guy background music is because, well, the actor who played Bill Nye, he got an honorary degree from the university where we're broadcasting from. Oh, and did you know Bill Nye also was a stand-up comedian? That's how he got his start. All right, okay. 1 minute science countdown. Let's do this.
T minus 7 seconds.
The SpaceX Crew 6 sent 4 astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA. The University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston researchers found that seizures, they can be predicted more than 30 minutes before onset in patients with temporal lobe epilepsy. The polymeric UV filter from the journal Cell Reports Physical Sciences was more effective at preventing sunburn in mice than existing sunscreens. An international research team has discovered a previously unknown chamber in the Cheops Pyramid of Giza, and that's not quite as cool as your shadow disappearing in the Mod Hera Sun Temple that was built on the Tropic of Cancer. Oh, and that's been the 1 minute.
Ticket to your show. Did you see me? Did you know? I was standing in the back,
back, back,
with the lights down.
What better way to spend your Monday afternoon than by listening to a bit of a history highlight? On this day in history, in March of 2003, Hu Jintao became the president of China. On March 7th, 2012, the Daya Bay Reactor Neutrino Experiment in Shenzhen got some good results. On this day in history, March 6th, 1982, Ayn Rand, a Russian-American philosopher, author of Atlas Shrugged and playwright, passed away today. On this day in history, on 12 BC, the Roman Emperor Augustus is named Pontifex Maximus. On this day in history, in 1869, Dmitry Mendeleev presents the first periodic table to the Russian Chemical Society. On this day in history, in 1475, Michelangelo, the Italian painter and sculptor, was born today, as well as in 1991, Tyler Gregory Okonma, an American rapper known as Tyler the Creator. Oh, and in 1947, John Stossel, an American journalist and author, was also born today. On this day in history, March 6th, 1834, York, Upper Canada, joins Toronto. On this day in history, in 1836, remember the Alamo, there was a battle from the Texas Revolution. On this day in history, in 1946, Ho Chi Minh signs an agreement recognizing Vietnam as an autonomous state in the Indochinese Federation and the French Union. On this day in history, in 1933, during the Great Depression, a bank holiday was instituted, closing all U.S. banks and halting all U.S. financial transactions. And on this day in history, in 1079, Omar ibn Ibrahim al-Shajam completes the Jalali calendar. And that has been a bit of a history highlight.